Arizona, Georgia, and Pennsylvania turned out to be hoaxes, but forced evacuations and some polling places extended hours. The FBI said many of Tuesday's hoax bomb threats appear to originate from Russian email domains. CBS's Bill Whitaker.
U.S. intelligence community, the FBI, and CISA all say that Russia is the most active threat. The Department of Justice says that Russia is getting involved in our elections to bolster Donald Trump. They're pumping out fake videos, fake articles, fake social media posts, all of this to spread disinformation so that we will lose belief in our own election system and to stoke divisions among us.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Shop Dell Technologies' early holiday savings event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Early holiday savings is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Rafael has strengthened from a tropical storm into a Category 1 hurricane. The storm passed through Jamaica and is heading toward Cuba. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
We're going to see hurricane conditions, dangerous storm surge, destructive waves, heavy rainfall moving across the Cayman Islands and then reaching Cuba in the morning hours on Wednesday, where we have a hurricane warning in effect for the Isle of Youth, western Cuba, the Cayman Islands, tropical storm warnings in effect for portions of central Cuba as well.
Cheers and sobs of relief broke out in a federal courtroom in Kansas as dozens of people whose life savings had been embezzled by a bank CEO learned federal law enforcement had recovered their money. In August, former Kansas bank CEO Shan Haynes was sentenced to 24 years for embezzling $47 million from customer accounts. Money prosecutors say was sent to scammers. The victims learned they would get their money back at a restitution hearing this week. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hot meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly cloudy, upper 40s in the overnight. We'll have a west breeze around 10 miles per hour. On Wednesday, the clouds stay with us with highs of the middle 50s. On Thursday, sunshine, north winds, highs of the upper 50s. Right now, it's 55.
The Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.